Alternative medicine has come a long way from being something only practiced by shady characters and charlatans. While modern medicine plays a strong role in caring for individuals who live in westernized parts of the world, patients all over the world are turning to alternative medicine as a complement or replacement for Western medicine. Many patients take natural supplements or see alternative care practitioners for the management of their health problems. This course is designed to help the modern healthcare practitioner understand alternative medical techniques so they can recommend or discuss them as needed with patients. Chapter 1 of the course discusses TCM, or traditional Chinese medicine. This involves one of the first commonly used alternative medical practices originating 2,500 years ago in mainland China. There are a number of traditional Chinese medical practices used today based on TCM theories, including the theory of the yin and yang and meridians used in acupuncture. Some TCM practices are covered in different chapters. This chapter focuses primarily on the basics of TCM and its theories. Chapter 2 discusses herbalism, or herbal medicine. There are numerous different herbal medical treatments, some of which are commonly used, while others are rarely made use of in the treatment of illness. This chapter will focus on the top herbal treatments used in Eastern medicine and in westernized countries. The focus of Chapter 3 is nutritional supplements. This is a broad category of supplements, including meal replacement supplements, vitamins, minerals, herbs, amino acids, enzymes, and other things that are taken for various health-related reasons. This chapter will discuss the most common nutritional supplements, namely sports-related supplements, vitamins, and some minerals. Chapter 4 discusses intravenous immune support therapy. There is a variety of different therapies that fall under the category of immune support therapy. Many of them include the intravenous administration of vitamins and minerals that are believed to enhance the body's ability to fight infections and cancer. Others involve intravenous treatment of blood products and the intravenous installation of other substances that are believed to stimulate the immune system. There are alternative medicine centers throughout the world that have their own versions of what constitutes this type of therapy. Acupuncture and acupressure are the main focus of Chapter 5. Both of these are commonly used alternative medical treatments with origins in traditional Chinese medicine, TCM. They're based on the theory that qi energy runs in meridians or highways, and that diseases develop when the qi energy is blocked or depleted. Acupuncture is supposed to restore the flow of qi through the insertion of needles at acupuncture points in the body. Acupressure is based on the same principles, but doesn't use needles. Chapter 6 covers the topic of Ayurvedic medicine. Ayurvedic medicine, or Ayurveda, is an ancient holistic healing practice that dates back 5,000 years with origins in India. It is holistic, meaning it stresses the connection between mind, body, and spirit in the belief that health and wellness stems from connectivity between these disparate things. There are many different practices and remedies associated with this type of medical therapy. Chapter 7 thoroughly discusses homeopathy. This is a chem therapy developed by a German physician at the end of the 18th century. It's based on two major theories that don't have a strong basis in conventional medical circles, including the theory that like cures like, which means that a similar substance to an illness can cure the illness when given, and the law of minimum dose, which asserts that lower-dose medications are more potent than high-dose medications. Chapter 8 covers chiropractic care. Chiropractic medicine is a type of alternative medicine that focuses on the diagnosis and management of musculoskeletal disorders, most commonly the spine. Chiropractors perform mechanical adjustments of the spine to relieve back and neck pain disorders. Many practitioners believe this has a positive effect on the nervous system and improves the patient's overall health. Besides spinal manipulation therapy, they perform manipulation of soft tissues and other joints of the body to relieve pain. Like most alternative medical practices, it is controversial and occasionally at odds with mainstream medicine. The topic of Chapter 9 is stress management. Stress is a part of everyone's life, and there are few outlets to reduce or eliminate the problem. This is where alternative medicine has a firm foothold in the treatment of stress-related difficulties. There are drug-free ways to control stress naturally.